All right, let's start from the beginning. Okay. When did you first fall in love with football?
When I first fell in love with football, I remember I was like probably 6 years old. And one day I was just at the house just chilling. And I know my dad came to me and he was like, we're going to go to the field today. And we went out, went to the field and spent some time just getting clothes together. And I was just like, where are we possibly going? And he actually took me out to play flag football. We was running around just scoring touchdowns. And everybody was like, this kid's actually pretty good. So that's kind of when I explored like my love for the game.
And when did it occur to you that maybe your height was going to be an issue or maybe even an advantage?
Definitely, I'd say getting into high school, because you know, you have some people out here who's getting heavy looks just because, oh, maybe they might be 6'5". They look the part from everybody. But I definitely had to figure out like early on that I can control the controllables. There are things that you can control. Your height is not something you really can control. It's genetics, really.
When those thoughts came to you, like, man, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I'm not tall enough. What did you say to that voice?
That voice, it definitely gets to you for a second. But at some point you realize if you want to be successful, you're going to have to make a way or find a way. Like, one of the biggest things I know is, like, for me, out of my book, I know that one of the biggest things is the will principle. And that's actually a principle explaining, like, the people you have around you. That's something I can control. And one of the biggest quotes I go by is, show me your friends, I'll show you your future.
You had higher standards for yourself. Mm-hmm. You are a full-time student athlete in college. So you have your classes, you have your tests, you have your projects, you have your studying. Mm-hmm. Then you have your practice, you have your games, you have your travel for games. What in the world make you want to write a book on top of all?
I feel like it was really important because I know, as I said earlier, my father was definitely a coach when I was younger, and I looked up to him. Like, as he was inspiring kids to be able to go outside their comfort zone, maybe whether that's in the classroom. Maybe you might not have everything just made out for you, but basically just my passion for giving back. So that's my biggest reason for writing the book.
What's your message out there, athlete, non-athlete, just anyone out there who feels they have a disadvantage, maybe physically, but they can still find their success?
My biggest message is just stay the path you're on, to be honest. If you, like, even in the book, there's even parts where you actually have questions so you can self-reflect, making sure that you're actually being honest with yourself and letting yourself know, like, if I'm trying to do what I want to do, if I really say I really want to do that, am I putting as much work in as I say I am?
The most important question I asked you today, is there any school you want to give a shout out to out there?
I'm going to start at Ron Clark Academy. They built my whole foundation, just being able to develop social skills. Woodward Academy, that was the first high school I went to, and I had an amazing experience with them. Went to Walton my last senior year. I enjoyed that experience and met a lot of great people. Now I'm at Jacksonville State University, and now that's where I'm starting my college journey. So every place I actually took my journey is where I want to shout out.